This episode is brought to you by the Ecolab Science Certified Program. With Ecolab's training and products, businesses can give their staff the tools they need to help maintain a safer and healthier space for their customers. Because better science equals better business. Find out how the Ecolab Science Certified Program can help your establishment achieve a scientific clean by visiting ecolab.com/seal.
This is your tech news briefing for Wednesday, August 24th. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. A whistleblower is raising new accusations about the number of bot accounts on Twitter and the platform's ability to protect sensitive user data. The claims made by Twitter's former head of security are showing up just weeks before the start of the company's courtroom battle to get Elon Musk to go through with his $44 billion takeover bid. On today's show, our tech reporter Sarah Needleman joins us to discuss what's behind the accusations and what they could mean for the courtroom drama. That's after these headlines. Intel says it struck an unusual funding partnership with Brookfield Asset Management to help finance its plans to expand semiconductor manufacturing. Under the terms of the $30 billion deal, Intel says it'll fund 51% of the cost for building new chip-making factories in Arizona and have a controlling stake in the financing vehicle that owns the new factories. Brookfield will fund the rest, and the companies will split the revenue. WSJ reporter Asa Fitch says this form of infrastructure financing has been done in other areas like energy projects and telecommunications infrastructure, but it's new to the chip-making world.
It's important for the industry because it opens up what could be a new pool of capital that others could use to grow their manufacturing too. And it comes at a time when a lot of people want chip makers to build new factories to address this ongoing shortage of chips that has crimped auto sales and the production of things like medical devices and appliances.
Apple plans to start manufacturing the iPhone 14 in India earlier than it did for previous models. More than 90% of Apple's products, like iPhones, iPads, and MacBooks, are made by contractors in China. Now, sources say Apple has been working with contract manufacturers in India to speed up the production process. The coming iPhone 14 model could be made there as early as November. The move would help lessen Apple's dependence on China, where COVID-related lockdowns and geopolitical tensions have raised risks for foreign businesses. Twitter's former CEO Jack Dorsey has been subpoenaed by Elon Musk's legal team over information related to the effect of fake or bot accounts. Musk has accused the company of misrepresenting how many of those are on the platform to inflate the number of monthly active users, something Twitter has denied. The subpoena is the first indication that Dorsey will officially be involved in the legal fight between Twitter and Musk. A lawyer representing Dorsey didn't respond to a request for comment. Musk's attorneys declined to comment, and a spokesman for Twitter also declined to comment. We'll have more on Twitter and the impact of new allegations on its case against Musk later in the show. And while big banks have largely avoided investing directly in cryptocurrencies, many have quietly integrated the technology behind crypto, the blockchain, into trading platforms and other businesses. For example, Goldman Sachs is already trading some bonds and other debt securities for clients on blockchain-based networks such as Ethereum, and it's building its own blockchain-based trading platform. Meanwhile, JPMorgan Chase already has its own blockchain platform called Onyx. Our crypto reporter Paul Vigna says these systems are cheaper and faster for banks to run than traditional trading platforms.
When you place a stock trade, you know, you're hitting a button or you're calling your broker, and that seems to happen in a couple of seconds. But what most people don't realize is that after you say yes on those transactions, there is an entire infrastructure of banks and custodians and counterparties that have to actually process those transactions. The idea behind blockchain is that you are essentially automating all of that onto one sort of master program that everybody is operating off of.
To hear more from Paul, check out yesterday's AM edition of our sister podcast, What's News. All right, coming up, a former Twitter executive is making sweeping claims about lax security on the platform. What will the whistleblower complaint mean for the company? We'll discuss after the break.
This episode is brought to you by the Ecolab Science Certified Program. With Ecolab's training and products, businesses can give their staff the tools they need to help maintain a safer and healthier space for their customers. Because better science equals better business. Find out how the Ecolab Science Certified Program can help your establishment achieve a scientific clean by visiting ecolab.com/seal.
Twitter is facing new allegations at a sensitive time for the social media business. The company's former head of security, Peter Zatko, has filed a whistleblower complaint with the Securities and Exchange Commission, according to a representative of Whistleblower Aid, an organization that helped file the claim. He accuses the company of failing to protect sensitive user data and of lying about its security problems. The accusations come just weeks before Twitter is set to face off against Elon Musk in court over his attempt to back out of a deal to buy the company. Here to discuss the new allegations and how they could affect Twitter is our tech reporter, Sarah Needleman. Hey, Sarah. Thanks for joining me.
It's great to be here.
So start by telling us a little bit more about what this whistleblower is alleging.
Sure. Well, there are many allegations, but broadly speaking, he's alleging that the company's been pretty lax with its security and privacy processes. But more specifically, the complaint goes into allegations that the company has been misrepresenting the number of monetizable daily users on its platform, and that's the number it uses to calculate spam and fake accounts, or estimate spam and fake accounts. And that's interesting because that is the main area of focus for Elon Musk, who's in a legal battle with Twitter. And he has argued that he should be able to walk away from his $44 billion deal for the company because he believes that it has been dishonest and that it's actually committed fraud by not providing accurate numbers on that issue. So this complaint appears to sort of support Mr. Musk's theory.
So who exactly is this whistleblower who's making these allegations?
This whistleblower was Twitter's head of security, but he was fired from the company in January. He has a long resume in the security area. He's worked for the U.S. government. He's also worked for Google and for Stripe, the payments company, according to his LinkedIn. He's also a former hacker who is known as Mudge, and he's been a noted computer security researcher for decades. He was a member of a Boston cybersecurity collective that came to prominence in 1998 when it offered warnings about the state of national cybersecurity in testimony to the Senate. And during one Senate hearing, the group famously told the lawmakers they could take down the internet in 30 minutes. So he was part of that collective. So that's just the point being that this is not just any cybersecurity professional. This is someone who's been in the field for decades and is very well known. And he was brought on by Jack Dorsey, who at the time was still chief executive of Twitter, to help it improve its security and privacy policies and practices. But within about a year, he was fired. And a Twitter spokeswoman said that he was fired for ineffective leadership and poor performance. The spokeswoman also said that the complaint is riddled with inconsistencies and inaccuracies and lacks important context.
So we know Zatko was hired by former chief executive and co-founder Jack Dorsey, but what was his relationship with the current CEO, Parag Agarwal?
What we know from the complaint is that Mr. Zatko has accused Mr. Agarwal of being dishonest with the board. He has accused Mr. Agarwal of pressuring him to essentially report false or misleading information to the board.
And has Agarwal at all responded to these accusations?
Well, Mr. Agarwal put out a memo to employees on Tuesday, and that was shared on Twitter, of course. He said he knows it's a frustrating, confusing for employees to read this complaint, which he called inaccurate. And he defended Twitter's work on privacy and security. And he added that the attention that the complaint has brought to the company is going to make it harder for them to do their jobs. Mr. Agarwal also said that the company is going to pursue all paths to defend its integrity as a company and set the record straight.
So you mentioned that this complaint appears to support Musk's theory on the number of bots on the platform. Have we heard anything from Musk or his team on this?
A lawyer for Mr. Musk said that they've already subpoenaed Mr. Zacko and that they found his exit from the company and that of other employees curious in light of what they've been finding through the discovery process.
What do we know about how this complaint came about in the first place?
Sure. He joined the company in late 2020, and sometime over the course of 2021, he started raising concerns about the company's security and privacy policies. And essentially, he said in the complaint that those were swept under the rug and that he was actually discouraged from bringing the concerns he had to the board. And so he ultimately was fired in January, and in early March, he went ahead and approached the whistleblower organization, which resulted in the complaint that was filed in July and that has become public.
So what comes next here? What comes next for the whistleblower and what comes next for Twitter?
Well, for the whistleblower, it's going to be a matter of whether or not the federal agencies are going to launch an investigation. So the Department of Justice, for example, the SEC, they've all been made aware of the complaint when it was filed. And so the question is whether or not they're going to launch investigations into the matter. For Twitter, again, it depends on whether or not any of the federal agencies launched an investigation, in which case it would be expected to deal with that. The company right now is preparing for its lawsuit against Mr. Musk. There's a 5-day trial scheduled to begin in October. That's a non-jury trial. And so the company right now is preparing for that.
All right. That was our reporter, Sarah Needleman. Thanks so much for joining us, Sarah.
My pleasure.
And that's it for Tech News Briefing today. You know, if you enjoy the show, why not tell a friend about it? Or leave us a 5-star rating and a review. It helps others find the show, and it lets us know you like what we're doing. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
I'm Paul Gigot, and you can join me, Kim Strassel, Kyle Peterson, and our colleagues on the Potomac Watch podcast each Monday through Friday. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button on your favorite podcast app.